Shout out to your favorite player on the open mic on the KRMG app right now. And Rick Corey might even play it on the air. News 102.3 KRMG.
We begin second quarter play on senior night at Union Tunnel Stadium. The 7-2 Redskins will go 8-2. There's no question about that. They lead 35-0 here as we begin this second quarter. Rick Corey along with Zach Jones, Doc Blevins on the field. The Johns boys here too. Union gets a 75-yard interception return from A.J. Green, and he covered that distance in a hurry. Extra point by Noah Rauschenberg once again. Every time he kicks an extra point, he sets another record. He adds to his own record, which is just terrific for number 99. He's now set to kick. Union in their all red jerseys, red pants as well, the silver helmets. Noah kicking this time from left to right. That ball is going to go into the end zone, and Edmund North will have it at their own 20-yard line. Now, Zach, they did move it last time. What did they do better?
They threw the ball a little bit. They ran the ball just a little bit better because they ended up running that one in for the touchdown. So, you know, right now you've got to continue to run the ball to open up the passing game. But I really would like to see him challenge the ball and throw it deep. Just get some deep balls.
So now for Edmund North, they had a much better drive. They were able to complete balls, especially short balls. And their quarterback, Ryan Mann, who's a backup, he came into this game having only thrown a total of 34 passes all year. He was 17 of 34, but their starter, Colby Entwistle, had gotten hurt. They had a 37-yard drive in that last drive, which more than tripled their offensive output. First and 10 for Edmund North, going right to left. Now beginning second quarter, they trail 35-0. Once again, Russell will be the single setback for receivers for Mann in the shotgun. Mann is going to fake and then throw to the left side. He makes that throw out there to Jagosh, who makes the catch at the 20. He goes forward to the 25. Trey Thompson pushed him out of bounds there. That's a good gain of 5. Keith Dorsey was there as well. It'll be 2nd and 5 for the Huskies, and they found a little rhythm.
Yeah, they keep going to Jagosh, and I'll tell you, there's a couple athletes out there going both ways. The middle linebacker's playing both ways. And they continue to go back to Jagosh, and I would think that there's something else out there because he doesn't look like he's the fastest guy on the field.
Three receivers go right side for Edmund North. It is 2nd down and 5, now thrown 25-yard line. Russell is set back to the right. Once again, it's Mann. Mann fakes to the right, now rolls to his right. He's going to have to hurry. He fires that ball out to the right, and it is caught once again by Carbs. He's knocked down almost right away. Nick Jones was out there, and so was Keith Dorsey. That's going to be a gain of about 3. We're going to call it 3rd down and 2. Edmund North is giving themselves makeable 3rd downs now. They'll be at the 28-yard line.
Well, they run trips to the right side, and the bad thing about this is the two guys on the inside know the ball's not going to them, so they just didn't even run a decoy route. They just kind of stopped at the line of scrimmage, so it's a one-man route.
So it's 3rd and 2 for Edmund North, now at their own 28-yard line. They trail 35-0 just beginning second quarter. 4 receivers for Mann. Mann is going to fake the handoff on the inside, throws left side, and he fired that ball, and it's incomplete, and it went right in and out of the hands of Cole Carbs. Carbs made a really nice cut to the inside. He got past Jaquay Sanders, and then there was a shot in there. Rogers was there, so was Trey Thompson, and I really believe number 13 saw those numbers coming and didn't have anything to do with it, Zach.
Yeah, he needed to sit down and just make the catch, and he wouldn't have got hit too hard, but he would have got popped. I think he had bigger eyes than what his hands could hold on to, and that one went right through his hands and off his face mask.
Logan Young, once again, is going to be on to kick this thing away. He'll be punting from around his own 17-yard line. Braden White goes back to return for Union. He'll be standing around his 37, and a flag flies. It's going to be a motion or a procedure penalty against Edmund North. Now, in Union's punt team, at the first sound by the opposing team, they stand, and it draws people off sides. I don't care how many times you see it on film, it draws people off sides. And so this is going to mark that back to around now the 23-yard line, and they'll kick it from there. Young is waiting, back around his 13. Here comes the pressure, but not much. This ball is almost straight up in the air. Braden White steps up, makes the catch at the 47. At the 50, cannot make that man miss. The guy that he didn't make miss is Jake McCoy. He's a really good player, so I know there's no shame in that. So it'll be marked exactly at midfield, and the Redskins take it 1st and 10, already leading 35-0.
Yeah, nowhere for Braden to go on that one. It looked like he was going to be short and he'd have to call a fair catch, but there was nobody actually there to tackle him. So when he looked down, there was no one there, and he just wasn't able to outrun a couple guys right up the middle.
So the Redskins, you expect soon you'll start to see some of the changes in and out, that you'll still have first-teamers out there, but you'll get some of the guys that you expect to be next-level-up guys come in and play a little bit more. I think you're seeing some of that in the offensive line right now, but this is mostly a first team, although you're also going to find out there A.J. Green at the tailback spot. 1st and 10 Redskins at midfield, lead 35-0, 11 minutes to go, second quarter. Thompson with Green to his left. Thompson straight back to throw. Throws left side to Green on a screen. He makes one miss at the 45. Got back to the 50. He's going to get all the way to the Edmund North 45-yard line, and that was a Herculean effort. He should have been taken down 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Cody Carroll finally made the play after a 5-yard gain, but that's all number nine.
We've been watching A.J. Just continue to play on the offensive side of the ball. And what a great job he does when he gets the ball in his hands. And those big fellas, he's got one of those type skills where you can just put the brakes on, which I don't have. And he just slammed the brakes on, and two guys just went right on by.
Yeah, Jeff Hewley had that. He could do that. That kid right there did a really nice job. Second and five now for Union at the 45 of Edmund North. Thompson once again with Green to his right. Thompson throws to the right side quickly, and that ball's in and out of the hands of Dillard. And really, Edmund North had made a pretty good play on that. That was Smith, Preston Smith, who had come up and kind of gotten past the block of Pearson. So it'll be third down and five.
Well, it looked like so close, almost close enough to be a lateral pass. And what I don't like to see there is that the offense just let it go. And had the Huskies picked that up and run it in, they would have been untouched. I think that, you just like you play in football, you've got to go through the whistle every time, and don't ever take that for consideration.
That was, by the way, the first incompletion for Thompson in the last 2 weeks.
So that how many in the row tonight?
He's 6 of 7 tonight. 15. He was 9 of 9 last week, so 15 of his last 16. Third down and five for the Redskins at the 45-yard line of North. Handoff left side. That one goes to Boone, and he's not going to get the first down. Puts his head down, crashes forward, gets down around the 37-yard line. Trulock was in there on the tackle, and that's going to take it down to about the 40. We're going to call it the 42.5, and it's going to be fourth down at about 3, and I think the Redskins will certainly go, even though they lead 35-0 with 10 minutes to play in the first half.
Yeah, I don't think you punt here anyway, but nope. I think it's a great call.
So here we go, fourth down and about 3 for the Redskins. If they get the 40-yard line, they'll have the first down. Thompson in the shotgun. Hands left side straight off to Boone, and Darius puts the head down and plows forward, and I don't think he got it. He's around the 40-and-a-half-yard line, but a very nice play by that Edmund North defense, and I think he's short. He is, clearly.
He is.
A yard short, and that's got to be very disappointing. Cody Carroll made that tackle, but Union, against a team 0-9, just needed about 2.5 or 3 yards on a running play and could not get it. That's going to be something they're going to talk about here. It'll be 1st and 10 for North.
Well, A.J. tried to be, Boone tried to be a little bit passive in the backfield and be patient, but when you've got fourth down and you've got to get the down, you got to pick your lane and get downfield fast, and he hesitated and then tried to get there, and it's just too late.
So it's a turnover on downs for Union with 9:43 to go on the first half. Redskins up 35-0, and here comes North. Jake McCoy, their quarterback brings him out. Goff will be the single setback. He shifts to the left. Four receivers, two to either side. Man, there's the snap, straight back. He's going to fire it deep right side. He's got a guy out there, but it's well overthrown. Once again, he was trying to go to Jagosh, and the coverage out there wasn't awful, but he'd kind of gotten behind A.J. Green. And that was about a step or so he could have had that thing complete, but it's overthrown. It'll be 2nd and 10.
Huge push by McGuire up in the middle and really put a squash to the quarterback again on that play. So as soon as Ryan Mann let go of the ball, he was collapsed on by McGuire. And he's going to feel that one again.
2nd and 10 now for North at their own 41-yard line, trailing 35-0 with 9.5 to go in the second period. Two receivers come left side, one to the right. Now a third comes to the left side. Goff once again the single setback. He's to the right of Mann. Now Goff goes in motion to the left. Mann in the shotgun, straight back, looks, now rolls to his left, looking. Now he's going to fire middle of the field, and that ball's incomplete, trying to go again to Carbs, and he just got lit up. One of the guys there was Rogers, the other guy there, Keith Dorsey, and they met in the middle. It'll be 3rd down and 10, and number 13 is going to feel that one tomorrow.
I'll tell you what, Carbs is missing the ones when he's wide open, then he's in traffic and he doesn't have a chance. There was all guys all over him there, and I always say, if you're in traffic, just put your grit down, grab the ball. You got to make the catch. And
you're going to get hit anyway. You might as well be the hero.
It feels
right?
It's less painful if you catch the ball, that's for sure.
9:28 to go in this first half, 35-0 Union, 3rd and 10 now for North. They're at their own 41-yard line, sending two receivers to either side. Once again, the single setback is Goff to the left side of Mann in a shotgun. Mann has the snap, rolling to his left. Here comes pressure. He's going to have to hurry. Rogers is after him, and he's going to fling it out of bounds. He was trying to get that ball down to Carter, but it was out of bounds. He was covered back there by Watts, and he was not going to get anything out of that one. So it's going to be 4th down and 10, and he was running for his life because Rogers was closing in on him like a missile.
Yeah, there was plenty of guys chasing after him, like he's seen a lot of times tonight. Man's on the run. And nowhere for him really to throw. He did the right thing there. He put it on the out of bounds line where only his guy could catch it. but just a little bit too far out.
So it'll be 4th and 10, and once again, the most work guy on the field tonight is Logan Young. He'll be on to punt. Braden White is back to try to catch this thing. It's short and off to the right side, and it's going to bounce directly out of bounds. That's a horrible punt. It's going to go out of bounds around the 37-yard line. There was some pressure back there by J.T. McLeod. He didn't quite get to it. So with 9-10 to play here in this first half, leading 35-0, the Redskins will take it again, and I'm sure they'll lead that first-team offense out here because of the failure on 4th down last time. I think just to get them to play that one more snappy drive.
I think you're right. You've got to have your guys firing going into the playoffs on every single cylinder, and you've got to establish the run game. And tonight, again, you've got a team that's given up plenty of yards on the ground, and you're not able to pick up like that last play. There are 2 yards to pick up a first down.
Union's had 6 possessions tonight and only run 18 plays. That's scoring fast. Redskins now at their own 36-yard line, 1st and 10. 3 receivers there. Boone will be the single setback. 3 right, 1 left. Boone steps up. The guy who steps up is Peyton Thompson. He's going to go deep. He's got Pearson out there wide open. Kyler makes the catch at the 20. He's going to go down at the 17-yard line. He had to hold up a little bit. Preston Smith was about a yard and a half behind him. The ball was a little short. So that hold, it was just enough to allow the defender to get there and catch him. It's good for 47 yards and a first down, but that one could have easily been 6.
Yeah, that was a great ball, deep ball down the field. Kyler's going to have to take a break on that one. I think he kind of got his ankles twisted up on the tackle, but he'll walk that off, I believe. And we'll see how he comes back into that one.
They'll mark it down at the 17-yard line of North. 35-0 Union trying to add to it. Thompson in the shotgun. Boone to his right. Hands to Darius. Darius busts up inside. Still breaking tackles. Inside the 10. Darius Boone down to around the 7-yard line. Last guy up off the bottom of that one was Russell Dix. It's going to be a 2nd down and about 2 and down to the field and Doc Blevins.
Well, I have to tell you that Kyler Pearson does have his gloves on again, so maybe Dad gave him permission.
I got you. Thanks very much. 8:22 to go. First half, 35-0 Redskins trying to add to it. 2nd down and about 2 now at the 8-yard line of North. Fake handoff inside, rolling to his right is Thompson, throwing to the end zone, caught, touchdown. That was about as easy as it gets, and a beautiful throw. Dillard is the guy who makes the catch. Coverage out there by Jagosh, but it wasn't enough. Number 8 ran a snappy route. He broke that thing off, went to the edge of the, and I got to tell you, Peyton Thompson threw that in the perfect place.
Yeah, that was a great ball. It was down there in that end zone where it's a little bit difficult to see, and I thought he was going to throw to Henry that was just crossing the end zone. I'm like, man, he fired that too hard, but what a great throw right there to the corner in the pylon.
And Peyton, the last 2 weeks, has been remarkably impressive with his accuracy. On once again for the extra point, Rauschenberg adds to his record every time. Snap, hold, kick, and it's good. 8:07 to play, first half, 42-0 Union over Edmond North. Redskins will kick it next on KRMG.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes. And you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Welcome to Jimmy John's.
Hi. Your new 9-grain wheat sub is so good. How do you make it?
With the highest quality ingredients and love. I mean, we definitely don't sing at lullabies when it's baking. Lullabies are what parents sing to babies.
Right.
And we don't use a baby carrier to carry the warm, fresh 9-grain wheat subs to the cooling racks. I mean, they're not babies. They're for making delicious sandwiches.
Okay. I'll take a turkey tom.
Oh, don't name them. It makes it harder.
Try our new 9-grain wheat sub, Jimmy John's. Wheat, yeah, freak, yeah.
You're listening to the flagship station of Union High School football, News 102.3 KRMG.
It's a runaway Union Tunnel Stadium senior night here. 42-0 Redskins with 8 minutes to play in this first half. We'll get to the drive in a moment. First of all, Union kicking off from left to right, and once again, Rauschenberg will kick this thing into the end zone. After failing on a 4th and 2 near midfield, the Redskins' first-team offense came back out after getting the ball back from North, and they went smartly down the field. 3 plays, 64 yards in 1:03. The touchdown catch, 8 yards, Torrey Dillard from Thompson, and, of course, we are now at 42-0. And I think they proved the point they were after right there, right?
Yeah, Boone ran the ball really hard there, opened up some holes, and threw the ball well as well. So, your offense really has to hum. And like you said, if you can end on a good one, you're going to still probably play one series in the second half with all the ones. runs. I think you probably still will establish the second half. But, fire them up, get them ready, and don't let them lose focus.
Here comes Edmond North, first and 10 at their own 20-yard line, going from right to left. So they've got the UMAC to their back. They'll send two receivers to the right, two to the left, and now they'll shift one of those receivers. That is Jake McCoy over to the left as well. Cameron Goff, once again, the running back for Ryan Mann. Ryan in the shotgun. He's going to fake inside and throw that ball. It is caught out there by Carter.
Baby.
Carter made that catch around the 25-yard line. He was hit almost immediately. It was Kyle Frederick on the bottom of that pile right there. The other guy down there who made a nice play for Union was Damari Beard, who, by the way, the last couple of weeks has been very good. That's a gain of 6, though. Second and 4 now for Edmond North.
Well, that was a great catch on the middle. It's just a little quick inside hitch route. And if you throw some quicks, you've got to make the catch. And right there, they pick up a nice 5-yard gain here for a second and 5. But we'll see what the defense can do here.
Also, Gage Wright out there playing some defense. Second and 4 now for North at their own 26. They're going to hand it inside to Goff, and he's going to push forward, and he's going to have the first down. That little roly-poly all the way across the 31-yard line. Jacoby Gibbs made the tackle, but that's a 5-yard gain. Again, they list Goff at 5'6", 200. I think he's 5'5", about 220, and he rolled forward for the first down. Now at the 31-yard line, first and 10 North.
Stumbling and bumbling. He did a good job finding the hole and picking up 5 yards for the first down and of their biggest run of the night.
Yeah, he's got a low center of gravity. 4 receivers, 2 to either side for North. Once again, man in the shotgun. Goff set to his right. He's going to hand to Goff again. He's got room. 30, 35, 40, 45. Goff all the way to midfield, but the ball is out, and Union has it. Trey Thompson dragged that ball out of there as Goff was running, and he had broken off about a 15-yarder, and it showed some good speed. I think it was Davion Palmer that recovered it. And so it'll be the Redskins football at the 45-yard line of North. But I got to tell you, the little dude showed some speed.
Yeah, he did a great job of busting loose, and I don't know that he knew how to handle that, really. He got out in open field and traded a good job of reaching in and securing the tackle. Kind of gave up a few extra yards to do it, but I'd take it any time, stripping that ball out and taking it back.
So here come the Redskins on offense, and you will see a couple of extra guys out there. And again, we mentioned there were some guys out there who had been hurt on the offensive line, so you're going to see a lot of different guys coming in. Trenton Smith's going to be out there at the quarterback, and it will be Jalen Smith at the running back slot. 4 receivers, 2 of those to the right, 2 to the left, 1 of those a short slot. DeSmith fumbles the snap trying to hand off to Jalen. That'll be a loss of 2, and it'll be second down and 12 now for the Redskins. And this second team, which was really good last week, needs to be crisp again tonight, and that's not a good start, second and 12.
You know, that's bound to happen. You know, you've got the second team quarterback that really doesn't get a whole bunch of those snaps, and it's just a little bit different. Cadence is different. And usually your center's putting the ball in a little bit different position, but you got to focus and really execute here coming in the second and into the rest of the half.
See Jalen Brown out there, Braden White out there at the running or at the receiver spots. I see Shadle on the left side as well. Second and 12, Union, now at the 47 of Edmond North. Hand off inside to Jalen. He's going to get it forward to the 40, to the 50, pardon me, down to the 45 of North, number 23, running angry, as he always does. Preston Smith makes the tackle, but that's a good gain of about 7, and it's going to be third down and 6 now for Union at the North 41-yard line. 6 minutes to play, first half, 42-0 Union.
Good job by the big guys up front. We got a couple new faces in there.
Quickly to the line of scrimmage, the Redskins, and they draw North offsides. And initially, everybody jumped into the neutral zone, and the whistle was very late. Finally comes from the referee. That is Chris Bailey. The rest of our crew tonight, the umpire Paul Humbert, the head linesman Andy Clark, the line judge Robbie Stevenson, and the back judge Chris Ashley. So that'll move it to the 36-yard line of North, and it'll be third down and about 1. It was Cody Carroll they caught.
We got Matthew Harker in snapping the ball now, so he's the center. And still we got Ryan Rodriguez in there.
Third down and about 1 now for the Redskins. They need about the 35-yard line of North. In the shotgun to Smith, to his left, Smith. To Smith, straight back to throw. He's going to fire this thing deep. Has a guy out there in Brown, and he way overthrew him. Jalen Brown was out there, and he was wide smoking open. He had run past Logan LeBrew, but it's incomplete, and it'll be fourth down and 1. And I think the Redskins may come out with Rauschenberg and try the long field goal. Hey, you know, this is a good place to try, and everybody needs that practice. The ball set around the 36, so they're going to put it down around the 43, and we're looking maybe the 44. We're looking at a 54-yard attempt.
Yep.
Dead center, middle of the field.
Well, his last field goal down going this direction was beautiful. He had some low kicks going into the other direction towards the scoreboard, but I think he likes kicking towards the UMAC.
They are dead center in the middle of the red portion of the split U. Teams are ready. Pearson, the holder. There's the snap. The hold is good. got the foot to it. This thing's got the length, and it is good. That would have been good from 60 yards. Quickly down to Doc Blevins. Doc?
The previous record held by Noah and Cole Way was 53. That's a new record.
A new record for Noah Rauschenberg, who every time he kicks an extra point or a field goal sets a record. Number 99 is a weapon. And yet, a lot of teams aren't offering scholarships. I'll continue to shake my head.
Well, the kid has been just amazing since we've watched him grow up and just continues to get a stronger and stronger leg. And there he shows it, man. He just booted that one and pops off his foot and really, like you said, at least 60. That one went through the uprights in the middle and plenty long, landed in the little bleachers there. What a great kick for the young guy.
It was. You know, with 5:39 to go now, Union leading 45-0, 5:39 to go in the half. One of the things you do when you're playing a team that's coming in at 0-9 is, realistically, you scout ahead.
Sure.
And we asked Coach Frederick how you do that.
You spend a week working on opponent, and anytime you can get a chance to maybe, with video these days, there's not a lot of hidden secrets, but seeing somebody live sometimes give you a better perspective. And we're looking at, Wes Moore possibly being a first-round opponent for us, and then, Jinx is going to be on our side of the bracket as well. So for us, it was kind of a dual trip. We were able to watch both teams and see how they're operating, how good they are on both sides of the ball, and we got to see a good football game, and we're excited to get week 11 here.
So they were obviously in Oklahoma City last night. All right, so kicking off is Stephen Forbes from left to right. Back deep, it will be Chris Jagosh and Russell Dilks. Ooh. This ball is going to be toward the left side and out of bounds. Yeah, well out of bounds. Forbes just mishit that one. It'll go to the 35-yard line. So the drive is 4 plays, 9 yards, 1:15. The Rauschenberg field goal of 54 yards makes it 45-0. Last week, of course, it was 63-0 at the half. Carry this out, 52, 59. I don't think you're going to quite get there, but you could get two more scores. Now, last week, Union scored on a blocked punt. That's a quick possession point.
Time.
Hasn't happened yet, but I would not be surprised. They've been really close tonight.
They've been about three and out here. They've last couple drives. They've got a first down or two, but if I wouldn't put it past them to go three and out and then put a three-play drive together. So.
Down to the field and Doc Blevins. Doc?
Just confirmed with Peyton. He is out for the evening, so we're going to be seeing subs here on out.
All right, thank you very much, Doc Blevins. First and 10 for Edmund North, now thrown 35-yard line. Ryan Mann, their quarterback, sends one in motion. He's going to hand off to the inside, and this time it's Russell he hands off to, and he got nothing. What he got was squashed by the middle of that Union defense. Michael Panther is still in there. He made that play. It's a loss of one. It'll be second down and 11.
I was going to say, Coach was so upset that they, North did not want to play on Thursday night, and he was really frustrated that he didn't get that extra day to prepare for playoffs. But at the same time, he did get to say, like you say, go down and watch somebody live and kind of scout out what you might see second round or first round.
So it is most of the first team front of this defense still out there. Second and 11 now for North at their own 34-yard line, trailing 45-0 with 5 minutes to go in the half. Mann, their quarterback, has a high snap, but he collects it, runs to his right, fires that ball deep to the right. It's caught. It's caught by Jagosh, and he goes out of bounds at around the 35-yard line. Boy, he was wide open. A.J. Green was out there, but A.J. had gotten lost, and that's going to go down to the 38 of Union. So that's going to be by far the biggest play of the night for Edmund North. That's going to be good for 28-yard line and a first down.
Yeah.
First and 10 quickly for Edmund North. They're now at Union's 38, and they're going to hurry. Mann in the shotgun. He's going to fake to Russell, throw to his right, and it's caught out there. Once again, that's caught by Carbs, and he's not going to get much. Well, now he pushes forward across the 35, gets down across that to around the, I think about the 27-yard or 33-yard line, pardon me. Nice group of about 9 Redskins in there on the tackle, including Dawson Proc. That's going to be a first down gain of 5, pardon me, second and 5.
You really needed to get him stopped sooner than this if you want to try to put 60 on in the first half or gaining some big yards here in the late in the second.
Russell, once again, will be the single setback. 3 receivers come left side, 1 to the right. Second and 5 now for North at Union's 33-yard line. Mann, their quarterback, in the shotgun. He's going to fake to the left, throws to the left. That ball is caught by McCoy, the big linebacker, who's also on the offensive side. Goes across the 30, the 25-yard line. He is knocked down right there. It was DeAndre Harrison that made that tackle right there. Pardon me, it was Miguel Mejia who made that tackle right there, double numbers. And they'll take it down to the 24-yard line. And that big dude, McCoy, can play some football. First and 10 North, and they're quickly to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, he gave a little shimmy and then went to the outside. I didn't think he was going to bust loose and picked up quite a few.
Tight end left side, 3 receivers left side on the left side hash mark. Quick fight fake to the inside. Once again, throw to the left side. Caught at the 25-yard line inside. That was Carbs. Again, Trey Thompson in there on the tackle. That didn't get much. About 2 yards. It'll be second down and eight. 3:43 to go. First half, 45-0 Union.
Well, we haven't seen them run the Husky hurry up, but right now they're hustling to the ball and trying to get a score before half.
Two receivers either side. Stack on both sides. Both close to the line of scrimmage. In the shotgun is Mann. He's going to fake to his left. Now he's going to have to run. He's going to have to hurry, and he just got smashed from the back. He threw that thing out of bounds. But just as he was getting the ball out of his hands, Josh Frederick just tore him up from the back. That was going to hurt tomorrow. It'll be third down and eight with 3:20 to go here in the first court half.
And that was almost dangerous there. He didn't see it coming from the backside. He planted his feet to throw, and just as he let go of the ball, he did get smashed. And lucky enough, they got loose of that one.
He got right back up like it wasn't any big deal. Mann, who didn't expect to start coming into this game, has really taken a pounding. So it's going to be third down and eight now for North. They're at Union's 22-yard line. They'll need the 14 for the first down. They send two receivers to the right. One is Carbs, who's had a bunch of catches tonight. Now a third receiver goes there as well. Mann in the shotgun. Fakes to Russell. Back, fires, middle of the field. That ball is over the head of Carter, the intended receiver. A couple of Redskins in there on the coverage, including, believe it or not, one of the guys back there, Keith Dorsey, but another guy back there was Isaiah McGuire. They had dropped one of the defensive linemen, and so it's going to be fourth down and eight. Edmund North will go for it with 3:15 to go in the first half, trailing 45-0.
I wouldn't feel bad about putting a 6'4", 250-pound man drop back into a zone, let him pick one off and take it to the house.
It looks like a Tampa 2 with the defensive back.
The guy moves.
Tampa 2,
that's right. He looks good out there.
So here we go. Fourth down and eight for North. Now at the Union 23-yard line. In the shotgun is Mann. Fakes inside. Here comes the pressure. Mann rolling to his left. He's going to fire to the end zone. That ball is caught. It's caught at the one-yard line. Jagosh cut in front of the defender there, and the guy covering him was Dorsey, and they're going to say it's a touchdown.
Oh,
he caught that ball at the one-yard line and went out at the one-yard line, but they're going to give him the six, so a 3:06 to go in the first half. 45-6 Redskins, and that might anger the guys in red.
Yeah, they shouldn't have put that one in the end zone with all things in statistics and paper, but it looks like he catches it right there. He snuck his feet behind the pylon. That's as close as it gets without replay.
Looked to me like he went in front, but I can't tell from here. The extra point coming up. Ball's down. The kick is up, and it was low.
Good.
But it got through there. 3:06 to play, first half. Redskins, well, I wouldn't call it a game, but they give up 7. 45-7 Union. They'll get it next on KRMG.
Get the new cashback card from TTCU. And get money back each time you shop. Introducing the new cashback card from TTCU Federal Credit Union. Get up to 1.5% cashback on every purchase. Shop, cashback, repeat. With all the stuff you have to buy, that'll really add up. TTCU. Life is better in balance. With approved credit, some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm Jeff with Redbud Physical Therapy. I want to share some critical facts about the importance of receiving quality care. Did you know that getting an MRI before engaging in physical therapy can cost up to $5,000 more than if you would have started physical therapy first? If you start physical therapy within 14 days of an injury, you could save up to 50% in medical costs. When you're in need of physical therapy, visit redbudpt.com. Redbud has 15 locations across Northeast Oklahoma to serve you. Redbud Physical Therapy is excited to be a proud sponsor of the Union Redskins.
From the Ferguson Buick GMC Studios, KRMG-FS, Sand Springs, KRMG-Tulsa.
3 minutes to play in the first half here at Union Tuttle Stadium on senior night. Redskins leading 45-7 over the Edmund North Huskies. Rick Corey with Zach Jones, Doc Blevins on the field. That drive by Edmund North, a play, 65 yards. Took him 2 minutes and 35 seconds. Jagosh's 22-yard touchdown catch. And that was a really guts drive in there, I thought. And Ryan Mann, coming in here, you know, he knew midweek he was going to have to play. But this guy is looking at Union. He comes in. He's been fearless tonight at quarterback.
He's done a great job. He's taken some huge shots, but he continues to stand in there and deliver. And that one, again, he just taken a shot.
Braden White takes the kickoff at the 10-yard line, goes across the field to the 15, and he won't go any further than that. He got wrapped up pretty quickly over there, and the guy who did that was Cade Prusak. So it's going to be first and 10 Redskins at around their own 17-yard line. I'm sure there was some, again, fanatical encouragement for the second-team offense. All right, they went and got 7. Now you go get 7. Again, this group, the second team, actually at one point last week in the third quarter, was more effective than the first team early in the second quarter, or in the third second half. They were really, really good, and I think that's what they're 1-1 at them right now.
Well, I think they always get fired up, but they've got to find a way to drive that ball and eat up some time, too.
Here they come with Xavier Dandridge set at the tailback spot. Trenton Smith, the quarterback. Four receivers now motioned by Braden White. They'll toss to White going to the left side. He'll cut across the 15 to the 20. He's going to get across that to around the 22, 23. Keeps pushing. McCoy was one of the guys at about five that had a hold of him, but what a nice job by Braden to push that pile. He got all the way to the 25-yard line. That's a gain of eight. It'll be second down and two.
That was just determination. It looked like he was going to get tackled for one or two and just continued to drive his feet and pick up eight. So that's a great run there by the senior.
So they'll mark it right at the 25, going left to right, the Redskins, with 2:49 to go in this first half, trying to add to a 45-7 lead. DeSmet again in the shotgun, again with four wide, again with Dandridge in the shotgun next to him. Dillard comes in motion, straight back as Trent fires left side. It's caught by Dandridge across the 30, 35-yard line, tries to pull one guy with him and cannot quite get away from Russell Dillard. But he got another 13 yards. It'll be a first and 10 Redskins now at their own 36-yard line. And that's the pace these guys had last
week. Yeah, that's great. That's really good there. Dandridge almost shook that tackle and picked up some more. But the news is move the chains, move the clock, and keep on driving.
I got to tell you, we've seen really good running backs this year like Noah Cortez, guys like that at Broken Arrow. Union's second and third running backs are better than anybody else's second and third running backs. First and 10 for the Redskins at their 36. DeSmet will hand as Dandridge left side. He's not going to get much. He's pushed out of bounds by Dilks. Maybe got about a yard out of that thing. We'll say that's what they gave him. Now they're actually going to mark it right back at the maybe 36 and a half. Give him a half yard, second down, and just under 10.
Yeah, just give him something, right? Give him something positive and turn it around. So good job there, just kind of fighting. And again, making the run game move. Didn't get a whole lot of the chain move, but positivity in the offense and the big fellas on number two.
I tell you, if he hits the hole, he'll score. 2:21 to go, first half, 45-7 Union, but they have second and 10 at their own 36. To Smith. Two receivers right side, one to the left, tight end to the left. Now Dandridge goes in motion to the right. He'll fire to Dandridge, who makes the catch, but he's got people on him. Nice job by Xavier making one miss. Across the 40, across the 45. Dandridge, he has the first down if they'll mark it right. If they won't, they're going to mark it at the 45-yard line. Trusick knocked him down there.
He took a side.
Yeah, they're going to go
close.
Ahead and mark it now closer to the 46. He got the first down. He clearly got it as he went out of bounds. Now they're going to mark it back. The side judge took it in at the 46-yard line, and the back judge just moved it back. Third down and one for the Redskins on a poor mark. Two receivers left side, short slot, tight end right. DeSmet going to hand straight ahead, and Dandridge angrily across the 45 to the 50-yard line, across that to the 49-yard line of Edmund North. McCoy made the tackle, but not before another four and a first down for Union. I like the way 17 runs.
Yeah, that was nice. Just put his head down and said, hey, look, give me the first down, okay, I'll go get it again. So, hey, just fired through that line of scrimmage to make sure he picked up the first.
Minute 46 to go, first half, 45-7. Redskins trying to add to that lead. Three receivers, two left side, one to the right. That's Brown. In the shotgun is DeSmet, straight back to throw. Wants to go deep, does. Middle of the field, and it's going to be well over everyone's head. And he got pounded just as he let that thing go. DeSmet got hit, and that was Dakota Eason who made that tackle or that hit on him. And it's going to be second down and 10 now. And he had people open, Trent did. You got to be a little less juiced up on that one.
Yeah, he threw that one deep. Got excited, and not a whole lot of that pressure had to deal with it because it came from the backside, but a little bit too deep for the receiver to catch that one.
He'll send Shadle to the left side on this second and 10 at the 49-yard line of Edmund North. Once again, DeSmet in the shotgun. And there's going to be a timeout called, I believe, and it is by Edmund North. So we'll take a break as well. 1:30 to go in this half. 45-7 Union trying to add to that lead. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
Hi, this is Matt McCoy. And as many of you know, I've been on some winning teams my entire career. I'm now on another winning team, State Farm Insurance. For the first 50 Redskin fans who stop by my office and let us give you a quote, we will give you a free gift card to Oklahoma Joe's Barbecue. It's literally that easy. And ask me about getting your free Oklahoma Joe's gift card at 918-615-6634 or stop by our office at 81st and 129th. We look forward to meeting you.
If you have a loan with a credit union, you know they're the place to go for great rates. But did you know that loan makes you eligible to bank at Oklahoma Central Credit Union? That's right. So when you're shopping for a new checking or retirement account or researching rates for your next auto, personal, or mortgage loan, be sure to check with Oklahoma Central Credit Union to compare our rates, products, and services. Visit us at oklahomacentral.creditunion. Oklahoma Central Credit Union is an equal opportunity lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is the home of Union High School football. News 102.3 KRMG.
Second down and 10, handoff to Dandridge on the left side. Pushes forward for about 2 yards, down to around the 46-yard line of North. Not a whole lot there. Kate Prozik on the tackle. We'll give him 2, and it'll be 3rd down and 8 for Union. We've got about a minute 15 to play, and Clown counting here in this first half. 45-7 Redskins lead, but they're trying to add to that. Zach, I wouldn't be surprised to see him throw it deep again right here.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. It's been the Xavier Dandridge show here so far, but they got to lighten it up here and pick it up.
4 receivers. Now Dandridge goes in motion left side. Back once again is to Smith, throwing left side to Brown, and he makes the catch on the receiver screen, but he goes down at the 42-yard line of Edmund North. The attack on there looked like that was by Kane Sharp. And so that will bring up 4th down and about 4 now for Union, and they're going to go for it with under a minute to play here in this first half.
I like it.
DeSmit brings him up quickly, lined up, and he pulls Edmund North off sides, but no whistle. Edmund North stepped into the zone, but there was no whistle, so now Trent will look to the sideline. There's 14 on the play clock, 30 on the clock. I think they're going to let it count for a while. Now Trent has the play, and he moves forward. Dandridge shifts to the right. Back is DeSmet. Looks, fires middle of the field. And that ball is off the hands of Dillard. He was open, and he had a chance, but the ball was also thrown where Jagosh could make one heck of a hit. He dropped it. Jagosh made that hit anyway, which is where we say you might as well make the catch.
That's right.
He got
a little nervous in there, didn't he?
That is 2 turnover on downs in the first half for this Redskins team. It's about the only thing they've done poorly in a 45-7 lead.
That was the right play call. They had enough distance there. They were giving them enough space. Torrey had a little skinny seam or a little skinny slant, and really could have just put the pin right on him, and it was just a little bit too high for him to grab it. Alligator armed it, and turnover on the down.
17 seconds to go in this first half. It'll be 1st and 10 down North at their own 43-yard line. See if they can get something going quickly. They have no timeouts left, so they'll have to hurry. 45-7 Redskins. Man in the shotgun. He's going to hand that ball off to the right side, and that is Russell. He'll go up to the 50-yard line. Tackled right at the 50 by Jacob Rogers, so it's going to be a gain of about 8, and that should be the last play of the half. There's 5 seconds to go, and Edmund's going to try to hurry, but they're not going to get anything else off. There we are at zeros. So that'll take us to the half on senior night here at Union Tuttle Stadium. And 45-7 seems like it's not as dominant as last week's 63-0, but this was a pretty dominant first half. We'll be back with our halftime show next. This is Redskins Football on KRMG.
Can you imagine having an engine that's covered for life as long as you keep the oil changed? If you're due for an oil change, imagine the peace of mind of knowing you have lifetime protection for your engine and 6 months of roadside assistance with tire protection, too. It's called the BG Oil Service.
BG.
A BG Oil Service prevents excessive oil consumption and protects from heat and sludge. But most importantly, includes lifetime protection for your engine that transfers even if you sell the vehicle. And it only makes sense you're going to find a deal that good at Cecil's Tire and Automotive in the heart of downtown Jenks, America. If you've already scheduled your same old oil change somewhere else, you need to reschedule a BG oil service from Cecil's. That other place will certainly understand you'd have to be crazy to give up lifetime protection. Restrictions apply, so learn more when you visit locally owned Cecil's Tire and Automotive in Jenks with the BG oil service. As in, be good for life.
BG.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes, and you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Welcome to Jimmy John's.
Hi. Your new 9-grain wheat sub is so good. How do you make it?
With the highest quality ingredients and love. I mean, we definitely don't sing at lullabies when it's baking. Lullabies are what parents sing to babies.
Right.
And we don't use a baby carrier to carry the warm, fresh 9-grain wheat subs to the cooling racks. I mean, they're not babies. They're for making delicious sandwiches.
Okay. I'll take a turkey tom.
Oh, don't name them. It makes it harder.
Try our new 9-grain wheat sub, Jimmy John's. Wheat, yeah, freak, yeah.